Crawling by Faith, Hebrews 11:1. Written and read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Have you read the Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11? It honors a diverse list of ordinary people who pleased God. By what amazing feat did they please the Creator of heaven and earth? By faith. While I was reading through this list today in Hebrews 11, it reminded me His Word is alive. Because somehow, if you're drawn to it, God will speak truth in your soul. He knows better than we do the reason we find ourselves in front of specific passages, whether it's in your Bible, on your podcast, or even on YouTube. Searching His Word isn't always because we're Christians doing our daily task or eager to bask in its blessing. Often, opening the Bible or queuing up that study can be a slow and painful admittance that you've nowhere else to turn. You've forgotten that God sees or that He cares. Maybe you've lost something or someone or a sense of belonging. This past year, I've often found myself lost in fear, sadness, loneliness. Maybe you've felt some of this too. In a world teetering through high-tech and low-touch distancing, we want to run and hide from a master plan that's outside of our control. Because as we fill agendas and do right, or so we think, we're often ambushed by the reality that nothing is certain other than God. And thank God for that. Because when betrayal, deception, or rejection whips through your best laid plans, there's always something worth holding on to by faith. The abiding, everlasting presence of God. And it doesn't matter if you can't run toward God or even walk by faith. You can crawl by faith. Breathe your next breath by faith. Hope by faith, even in the darkest of times. 2 Corinthians 5:7 tells us, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." When reading through the biblical heroes who walked by faith, it became apparent to me that today I can only crawl or lay. My faith has days when my feet are knocked out from under me. In these times, friend, when you're maybe only able to breathe your way to the truth, rest in the knowledge that even when you don't know what your longing is, the Spirit intercedes. You can't see the Spirit, but you can have confidence by faith in God's Word, that even your wordless groans are understood. Romans 8:27 reminds you that the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. If you want to have faith that is pleasing to God, remind yourself that it all belongs to Him. He's the owner of all of it. You gave it all to Him when you chose Jesus. You can't make people stay, keep them in their faith, or heal them. That's His work. So release to Him all the days, good and bad. He's given us the will to choose faith over fear and peace over anxiety and eternal life over the temptations of the world. His ways are the origin and meaning of life. His ways are why we marvel at the tiniest treasure, or seemingly insignificant moments thrill us. Let me encourage you now that whether you can run by faith, walk by faith, or only crawl to the source of eternal life, give it all to him again by praying Psalm 51:10. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Then ask him to give you the confidence in what you hope for and the assurance about what you cannot see.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.